This is Onwell Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The American News Summary, I'm Olive Summers. The Patriotic Entrepreneurs of Liberia sets its World Stage Augusto beginning Monday. The group head did not state how long their action will last, but said it will result to a total lockdown of Monrovia and its environs. Presley Tenwa told Onwell Radio they are taking the action because all negotiations with the government, its representatives and legislature have failed. Presley said some of the unnegotiated issues include the bureaucratic bottlenecks at the Freeport of Monrovia, the policy engaging Liberian businesses, and the reported undue pressure on Liberian businesses by the Paintsville City Corporation. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has named Mrs. Elizabeth Hoff as a member of the Office of the Ombudsman. Mrs. Elizabeth Hoff is a former president of the Press Union of Liberia and one-time deputy minister for technical services at the Ministry of Information, Culture, Affairs and Tourism. According to an executive mansion release, Mrs. Hoff replaces Atunimasa Jaliba, whose appointment was earlier rescinded due to age limitation. With the appointment of Mrs. Hoff, the structural composition of the Office of the Ombudsman has been completed. Meanwhile, the appointment is subject to confirmation by the Liberian Senate. Liberia today joins the rest of the world to observe World Health Day under the theme Depression, Let's Talk. World Health Day is a global health awareness day celebrated on April 7 every year to mark the anniversary of the founding of the World Health Organization. It provides a unique opportunity to mobilize action around a specific health topic of concern to people all over the world. WHO organizes international, regional, and local events on the day related to a particular theme. The news is coming to you from Onwell Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Protesters are marching in cities across South Africa, including Cape Town, Durban, and the capital Pretoria, calling for the removal of President Jacob Zuma. The protests come after Mr. Zuma's sacking of a respected finance minister, which led to the country's credit rating being cut to junk status. The move added pressure to South Africa's already embattled economy. But supporters of Mr. Zuma have also turned out to defend the president. And Russia has reacted angrily after the U.S. launched a missile strike on a Syrian government airbase. U.S. officials said the base had been used to launch a chemical weapons attack in northwestern Syria that left dozens of civilians dead on Tuesday. But Russia, which backs President Bashar al-Assad, condemned the U.S. strike and suspended a deal designed to avoid mid-air collisions over Syria. It is the first direct U.S. military action against Syria's government. At least 6 people are reported to have been killed. That's the Army Radio News Summary, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onwell, you can log on to www.onwell.umissions.org, facebook.com/onwell2003 or twitter/onwellnews. I'm Olive Summers. Good afternoon.